Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Entertainment Now podcast. My name is Nick.
I'm Ian.
We are laughing because Ian, I don't know if he didn't know that I had started recording.
No, and I was calling him names.
Yeah, you're being a jackass. How about that?
Well, I was returning the jackassery back.
The jackassery?
Yes, I was. You had given some, so I was returning it in kind.
Gotcha. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I guess if you're listening this on YouTube, I'll have a video up on there. Make sure you give us the old thumbs up and all that YouTube-y kind of stuff.
Thumbs up, and we'll come and find you.
Hunt you down.
And we will send our jackassery your way.
Like the dog you are.
I wasn't going to kill anybody, yeah. Nick. Why'd you have to get all violent?
I will say that by the time this podcast episode comes out, I should theoretically be caught up on YouTube videos. But as of recording this right now, I'm still a little behind. But what's been going on, man?
Well, since we're recording this in advance, this will be old news when it comes out. But we got some bad news today.
Oh yeah, Matthew Perry died. Yeah. As of recording this, we don't have a whole lot of details other than he was apparent drowning. But yeah, you know, it's sad, you know, because Friends has been, you know, one of my favorite shows for, you know, 20 plus years now.
Yeah, and even though it's an ensemble cast, I think Matthew Perry is kind of the heart and soul of that show.
He helped. There were definitely seasons or definitely episodes where he absolutely carried that show.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah, it's sorry, I was taking a drink there. I thought you'd have more of
it's just kind of shocking because it's like, you know, we grew up with him
and he's still young, 54 years.
Yeah, I mean,
54 years old. Yeah, it's
9 years older than me. That's it. 9 years. That's nothing.
It's, that, not even nine the clock years. Is ticking down on you, Ian.
It's ticking down on all of us, Nick.
I know.
That's kind of what we were joking about before we came on here. We were, it's very likely that I will be the first to go between the two of us, but it's not guaranteed.
I mean, nothing's guaranteed.
And I could outlive you by like 20 years.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. I have an uncle who started smoking when he was 10 and was still smoking when he was 87.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, I don't know if he's probably dead now, but, yeah, he was still smoking at 87. I don't think he had a throat left. but, you know, I have longevity in my genes, well, regardless
we'll,
of how.
We'll find out for sure. Yeah. But
I'll bet you $100.
$1,000.
$1,000,000.
$1,000,000,000,000,000. That's not real number, but
no.
So what else been going on now that you like brought us down with the death of Matthew Perry? Nothing.
No.
I will say that. So I started watching Game of Thrones probably about a month ago,
and you're done.
And I'm done.
I started watching it 2.5, 3 years ago.
At least 3 years ago. I would say probably 4 years ago.
All right. We'll say 3.5 years ago.
Because you started watching it before the pandemic started, didn't you?
I'm pretty sure. It was after. It was during, actually. But it was probably 2020.
Okay. So 3 years. So, almost 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Coming up on four. 3.5, we'll say, just to be
And I finished it in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's probably longer than that. But that's probably 5 weeks, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I like the show, but I don't like it so much that I just can't stop watching it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I went from season 3 to season 6 in a very short amount of time. And there's a lot of intense stuff in there. That's why I took a break and I just haven't gone back.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it really that intense? I mean,
it's just you got Sansa and
Ramsay.
That's pretty rough.
But that's like 2 episodes.
It doesn't matter. I would have preferred it if it was just implied and not. I mean, they didn't show it.
But it was still graphic.
They showed
enough
of it where it's like, and every time I see her, it's rough.
Yeah.
So.
I understand what you're saying, but like I said, it only lasts for a couple episodes and it kind of moves on from.
But
there.
It wasn't just that; it's all the other stuff that's going on too. And
it is a lot of death and like I don't know. I feel like it is kind of represent. I guess I think it does like accurately ish represent part in world history, like the Middle Ages. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how life was. Like people fucking died all the goddamn time. You know?
Yeah, but I don't need to see it.
Well, that's
kind of from someone who like watches Terrifier because a clown saws a woman in half from the hanging upside down.
Straight down.
And that I'm like, ooh, that's cool. But it's maybe it's too realistic. Maybe that's the problem. Yeah. It started to get to me. I was just like, I need to take a break.
And
I
it's heavy, I guess.
Yeah.
I get that. But yeah, so I finished that. So it's time for me to move on to something else and watch something different. But maybe with the death of Matthew Perry, maybe I'll rewatch Friends. I haven't watched Friends in a couple of years.
I jump around a lot. So like I started it whatever season when Rachel was pregnant. And it's actually my least favorite season overall. Because
Season 6
or 7, whatever. It's because it's right after Monica and Chandler get married. Because that's when she finds out.
Season 8.
I think
it might be season 8 because I think it's my favorite season.
I just don't like the whole Joey is in love with Rachel thing.
Yeah, that's I don't really like that.
Brings that whole season down a bit for me because I just don't like it.
The first half of that season is really good though.
Yeah,
like when they like
trying to find out who the father is and all that.
Yeah, that's all good.
But yeah, the whole Joey falling in love with Rachel thing just doesn't work for me.
God, why am I drawing a blank on his name? David Schwimmer's character.
Oh, Ross?
Yeah, Ross's whole, I'm fine, the whole, do you remember that?
When he finds out that he's dad,
When he found out that Joey and Monica were like kind of dating.
Joey and Rachel.
Yeah, that's what I meant, Joey and Rachel. Yeah, that I feel like that whole season
was
really
strong.
Well,
they weren't
really dating yet. No, they weren't.
That comes after she has the baby.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
That's in the next season.
So that's in... That's got to be season.
Maybe it's season 7. I mean, I can look and see when they get married.
It's definitely 7, 8, or 9.
Yeah. I want to.
I know it's not 10. I want to say.
Well, they get engaged in season at the end of season 5, so they get married at the end of season 6. So it's season 7.
It's got to be 7. Yeah, so it's got to be season 7.
Yeah, I'm not gonna look it up because I got my list up. But yeah, I mean, so that's the only thing I don't like about it. That's why it's kind of like my least favorite. But I really liked the last couple seasons a lot. Because of some of those dynamics, that, you know, the Rachel and Ross thing with the baby, and it's funny because we've already done the episode where he was dating that one chick. I can't remember her name now.
Which one?
The blonde, the one that he gave the key to.
Mona.
Mona. Yeah. He gave her the key and then changed the locks.
I will say that, like, out of like every relationship in that show, like I felt the worst for Mona because she seemed like a good person. And Ross just kind of fucked her over.
Yeah, he kind of didn't play that right.
No.
But he gets it back, you know, because what's her name? The one chick who...
Which one?
I think it's the next season. What's her name?
Is that with Charlie?
Charlie, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's the one, the other paleontologist, that ends up hooking up with Joey, and then they break up, and she ends up with Ross.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I just remember how their relationship ends. It's that's pretty sad for him.
Well, yeah.
She's just like, I'm still in love with you, to her ex-boyfriend, and they just start kissing. They don't even talk to him, and he's just like, I'm going to go.
And her ex-boyfriend is...
Greg Kinnear.
Yeah, Greg Kinnear. Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go. Yeah. But they've been dating, so, I mean, that's pretty rough. I mean, if that happened to me, I'd be like... I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And I'd be like sobbing in the hallway.
But I think it's like, cause there was always this part of Ross that was
always in love with Rachel. Yeah. And I know some people complain about that ending, but that's kind of how it should have ended with them together.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It shouldn't have ended any other way.
Right.
Yeah.
What else were we talking about? It's like, Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Game of Thrones. Yeah, that's right. I do want to say real quick that I just want to throw this out. It's like housekeeping for the podcast that we are coming up on the end of season 2. We got 2 more episodes and we'll end season 2 and we will be back in January with season 3 maybe. But maybe if Ian drops dead, we won't have season 3. But
well, I mean, again, it could go either way. If you drop dead, I'm surely not going to do it by myself.
Who's Shirley?
You.
Shirley?
Yeah. My aunt. I have an aunt Shirley. Yeah. I had an aunt Shirley.
It's my poor attempt at humor. Yeah.
I got it.
You could,
if you grew up like we did in the 80s and you've seen, and if you haven't, you need to get your ass up and watch this fucking movie.
Airplane. Yes.
It is a brilliant, funny movie. Yes. And if you haven't seen it, you should.
I will say that, I just like completely lost my fucking train of thought.
Well, you gave the housekeeping thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I was going somewhere else, and then I turned to look at the score of the football game and forgot what the fuck I was saying.
Well, like, see, there you mid-sentence. Go.
See, I'm old. I'm getting old. And
oh, I know you're fucking old. You're older than I am, and you're younger.
I'm not.
Number-wise, you're
how older. Am I older than you?
Because you're an old fucking man. That's how what, am I another an old thing man? We were talking about before we went on the air. You're, like, always cold, like an old man. Like an old fucking man. It's like 80 fucking degrees in his
basement. It's not old. It's not 80 degrees in my basement. It's
like 80 degrees in here, and he's like, I'm cold.
I turn my heater on under my desk, and Ian starts bitching like a little whiny baby.
Because it's fucking hot.
You're like, it's not so hot. I'm sweating. Yeah, I'm a little bitch.
No, you're a little bitch because you're like, but I get cold.
I do. My feet get cold sometimes, so I turn my heater on.
My feet get cold, too. I put socks on. It warms them right up.
I got socks on right now.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're an old man with bad circulation. Well,
I do not have bad circulation. Dumbass.
You get something.
Ever since
I've never met a man who gets cold as easily as you. Ever.
So I used to not be, though. I used to be fucking hot all the damn time. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd sweat in the middle of wintertime. Like, when I was younger, I would wear shorts until it snowed, you know. And then I moved to the South. And ever since I moved back, that's how I've been.
Yeah, well, I can just tell you that the South is bad, bad, bad. It ruins people.
Whatever.
It ruins the country.
Oh, whatever. I was going to talk about Game of Thrones. What else is going on? Yeah, so I need to find something else to watch. I don't know what I'm going to watch next.
I started watching Suits.
Oh, I knew what I was going to talk about.
What?
I started watching season two of Loki is out.
Yeah.
I watched the first four episodes, and I'm like really, really, really conflicted because I really loved season one. Mm-hmm. Season two, I just don't know where it's going. Like the fourth episode ended with like this kind of cliffhanger thing. So,
and there's only two more episodes after.
Yeah, there's only two more episodes left. Six episodes is way too short.
Yeah, I think eight should be your minimum.
Yeah. I don't know. So I'll see where it goes from there. But I don't know, like, moving forward. Like, I get it ties into the whole Kang thing and all that kind of moving forward. But, like, the Kang character in the series, Victor Timely, is not what I thought he was going to be. I don't know. There's still two episodes left, so it might end up being something different. But, like, so far, I'm kind of on it, which is really unfortunate.
I haven't even started it yet. I'm just going to wait till it's done, and then I can just binge it.
Well, you haven't watched
I haven't done Secret Invasion yet either. Yeah. I've watched the first two episodes of Secret Invasion.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was when they first came out, and that's why I was like, you know, I'm just going to wait till it's done, and I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah. I enjoyed Secret Invasion. Secret Invasion had this, like, really strong, like, spy kind of thing, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, and I mean, and I know what I like.
People fucking hate the series.
People are just haters on everything anymore.
I know. And I'm in a...
If I don't like something, I'll tell you why I don't like it. And 9 times out of 10, that will be the end of it. There are occasions where I will, like, flat out rip things apart, but it's very rare.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to movies and stuff. But, yeah, I just don't get it. You know, people are like... Especially if you go on, like, YouTube, and there's, like, 2 hate videos for every 1 good, you know, video on everything. Whether it's good or bad. Doesn't matter. I loved Ahsoka. Was it perfect? No. There were some flaws in it.
I think there's flaws in everything, though.
Primarily, the flaw is that you end it on a cliffhanger. You end the series on a cliffhanger without absolutely knowing for sure you're going to get a season 2.
Yeah.
That's a big fucking mistake. And it's a mistake that I wouldn't expect Dave Filoni to make. I mean, he may have expected there to be a season 2, but there's no way of knowing, especially the way shit is going on.
I think
Disney and everything else.
I think there's definitely going to be a season 2, but we'll see.
Well, he's also supposed to be making a movie, too, which is supposed to tie into all this.
Yeah.
And at the rate he's going, the movie should come out before the season 2.
Oh, really?
Because the movie's supposed to, well, originally was supposed to be out in 26.
Okay.
But the way they're going, they're not even going to get this show started until 25. And by then, he'll start be making the movie.
Yeah.
And he's not, it'd suck for him to have to do both.
Yeah, I guess I see that. But I don't know. It's so the beginning of every month, we kind of look forward or look ahead to some of the new releases that we're looking forward to for the month. Since we're not going to be back until January, I figure we'll look at releases for both November and December that are coming out this year.
November and December? They get 2 months for the price of one?
Wow.
Oh, my
Well, the good
goodness.
Thing is it's not
it's like a Christmas miracle.
It's not like a long list.
No, there's not a lot of good stuff coming out.
No, because normally, I think it's a byproduct of the strike.
It is. The strike and, you know, even this time of year when there's not a strike, there's always just a few, like, big things coming out, and the rest of it's going to be smaller stuff because, you know, you've got a few tentpole movies, and usually the other movies don't really do much business.
Yeah. So what's coming out in the month of November? So first off, the one I do want to talk about real quick is one that it's kind of a Halloween movie and kind of a Thanksgiving movie.
It's a Thanksgiving slasher.
It's a Thanksgiving slasher.
And it's called Thanksgiving.
And it's very cleverly titled Thanksgiving.
Yes. I'm very curious because the trailer looks really good. That doesn't always translate into a good movie.
That's true.
My problem is it is a Eli Roth film, and I can't really comment on the visual side of his directing because it's fine, but his script writing, his dialogue writing is god-awful.
Oh, really?
At least it was in Hostel. To be honest with you, I don't think I've watched any of his other movies after that. But I'm very curious about it, and I love a good slasher film.
So this is what it says about the movie. It says, after a Black Friday riot ends in tragedy, a serial killer known as John Carver arrives in Plymouth, Massachusetts, with the intention of making a Thanksgiving carving board out of the town's inhabitants.
Yeah, I mean it's your basic slasher premise, really. Yeah. You know, it's My Bloody Valentine. It's, you know, Happy Birthday to Me. It's all those things, and it's the first one really that's ever been done on Thanksgiving. So. Yeah. You know, I'm up for. I am always going to be very lenient with slasher films too. So even if I don't like the dialogue, as long as the movie's done right, I'll probably still like it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that comes out November 17th. So I'm looking forward to it. Is it going to be something I see in theaters? Maybe.
I might. It's definitely not one that I'll say no to. But it does come out on the same day as the new Hunger Games movie, which may or may not be a good thing. I don't think there might be a small overlap in the demographic there.
Yeah.
So
I was never a big fan of Hunger Games. This is a prequel.
Yeah, it's a prequel, I think.
And it
goes back to like the first Hunger Games, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it.
It's the founding of the Hunger Games.
Yeah. The Humber Games?
Shut the fuck up.
I to be honest with you, I haven't even seen the last two of the other Hunger Games.
Oh, you haven't?
I just saw the first two.
Yeah, I think the first two were the best.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was there four of them?
Because they split the third book into two movies.
Gotcha, okay.
So Mockingjay 1 and 2.
Gotcha, okay. That's kind of what they did with, what was the sparkly vampire movie?
Twilight.
Yeah.
God.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because they're fucking terrible films. They're terrible books. I tried reading it. It's like, I mean, it's god awful.
They're not great.
No.
I think the movies, I think what makes the movies not fantastic is some of the acting in it is just
bad. Watching it, most everybody, the main characters, the main three, all three of them are acting terribly in those movies.
Yeah.
You feel like they're just phoning it in, but I think it has a lot to do with the material they're working with too.
I think so.
However, you see them, the three of them in other movies. Pattinson is fine. He's a decent
Robert
actor.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. I've seen him in other things and he's a good actor.
I don't know if I'd say good actor.
He's a good,
good-ish.
Good-ish. When I say good, that means he's at least I'm okay with him getting more work.
He's better than what he was in those movies.
Kristen Stewart is god-awful in every fucking thing she's in.
There's only one movie I've ever watched her in where I was like, oh, that's actually a pretty good performance.
And that was Runaways.
That was Runaways.
Which I haven't seen because I'm afraid it's going to ruin that movie because she's in it.
No, it, like I said, she does a good job in that movie.
Because I've, like I said, I understand. I gave everyone a pass on their acting abilities in that movie because I knew the material was god awful.
Yeah.
But then I saw her in other things, and I swear to Christ, I've seen better performances in high school plays.
She is plastic and two-dimensional is the way she acts.
Yes, and when she's trying to show emotion, it is obvious that she's faking it.
Yes.
Fake.
Yeah.
Everything about her. Sadly, Taylor Lautner isn't any better.
Yeah.
I've seen him in a couple things, and I'm like, except for one movie.
What?
And that's Grown Ups 2, and he's basically playing himself.
Yes, yeah.
Just playing a snotty version of himself.
I will say that I've seen him in things where he's better than he is in the Twilight series, but he's not a whole lot better.
He's in this fucking movie. It came out around the same time. It was called
Abduction. He's in this fucking movie?
Yeah, well, it's called Abduction or something. I don't know. But there's a scene, because it came out when I worked at the video store. There's a fucking scene in it where he is at a gravesite, and it's got someone died, and he's got to, I don't know if he's got to avenge them or what, but it's almost like you can hear the director saying, okay, act like you're ready to go and get your revenge. And he does this like face pout thing right at the camera. It's, and I'm like, what? Oh my God, it's, yes.
That's horrible.
It would be almost cringeworthy if it weren't so fucking funny. Because it is the worst acting I've ever seen. And again, I'm saying that after seeing Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
That scene makes me think she's better than him.
Yeah, that's a lot to say, I think. But yeah, going back to...
I know, we tore on that movie for quite a bit there. I could do an entire hour show on how bad Twilight is.
I don't even know how we got onto Twilight.
Both books and... Because we were talking about Mockingjay.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Deathly Hallows, same thing. They did the same thing. But that made sense because that was a very meaty book.
I'm going to tell you right now. So you got those two movies come out on November 17th.
Uh-huh.
There's something else that's coming out on November 17th that's going to probably be the number one movie that week.
Trolls
Band Together. Yeah. I've seen the only reason, I've got three children. The only reason I've ever seen Trolls is from when I'm working over in PEDS and being at the hospital. They used to play over there, all the pediatric emergency department, all the damn time.
I don't remember seeing it over there. For me, it was Zootopia and Sing, which I happen to like those two movies.
Yeah.
But
I mean, Trolls is a lot like Sing.
I don't. It does have Anna Kendrick in it, and she makes me tingly.
Yeah.
But she's dating Bill Hader, so I hate him now. And which is sad because I like him. He's funny, but I hate him now. I think Trolls and Hunger Games are probably going to be competing more with each other than Thanksgiving is.
Oh, I'm sure. Because
again,
sure
it's
will.
A different demographic. It doesn't say if it's rated R though.
What?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up. I'm going to tell you right now, why I'm sure you will love Trolls Band Together. Because NSYNC is going to reunite in it, Ian. Long pause.
Anna Kendrick makes me tingly.
I'm just joking. I mean, they do reunite in the movie, and that's not a great song. I've already heard it, but
so I'm looking at Thanksgiving. It doesn't have a rating.
Really?
I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be rated R. It's a fucking Eli Roth movie.
That's I guarantee it's rated R.
And it better be, because if it's not, then it makes no fucking sense. But we'll have to see. So I did not know this. But there's actually another slasher film called Thanksgiving.
Is there?
From 2007, and it just says, parody of holiday slasher movie trailers.
Really?
Oh, it's a short film. It's only 2 minutes.
Okay. That's not a horror movie.
I saw that list, and I'm like, what? Well, there's Thanksgiving. I don't think that's a slasher film. And then there's, Poultrygeist?
Poultrygeist? that's bad.
It's a terrible movie, I'm sure, but I've never watched it. But it's like those kind of grindhousey films, like Evil Bong and Jack Frost, which is the Killer Snowman.
Yeah, Jack Frost wasn't that bad though.
The Killer Snowman version or the Michael Keaton one?
No, the Killer Snowman one.
That's not a good movie, Nick.
I mean, I didn't say it was good.
It's not even like bad good. It's just, it's a killer snowman.
I mean, would you really be afraid of a killer snowman? Like,
no, because
just turn a blow dryer on.
I would just invite him into your house. He'd melt in about 5 seconds. Yeah.
Not in my house because it's cold in my basement again.
That's what I'm saying. If this is cold to you, you're an old man or an old woman.
I'm looking on IMDb. Yeah, there's not even a rating on IMDb for it.
That's what I was looking at.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was on. I didn't see it.
What if I click on ThanksgivingMovie.com? Let's see what it says on
here. I mean, I guess, to be fair, it doesn't come out for another couple of weeks. It might not have an official rating.
I'm sure it's got a rating already.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes that's announced later than you think.
Huh. But I just like seeing the previews for it, I assume that's a rated R.
Yeah.
What else is coming out in November there, Ian?
Priscilla.
I know we skipped to the middle of the month. Yeah, Priscilla comes out in the beginning of the month. Was it
I'm looking. It comes out on November 3rd.
Okay. I knew it was the beginning of the month. Yeah. And that's kind of interesting. I didn't even know that they were doing a biopic about Priscilla Presley.
Mm-hmm. Based on her memoirs, I think.
It'd be interesting to see how it compares. Yeah, from her perspective. Because, yeah. I mean, every Elvis movie paints this like rosy picture of Elvis. Right. I 100% guarantee that is not fucking true.
I want to see the Elvis movie that is just the fat years. And it's so like the last like 5 to 10 years of his life.
He was only fat the last couple of years of his life.
All right. Well, then I just want the last couple of years of his life. But I want
because he died in 76 and still
77.
77. And if you watch like the 72 and 73 live films, he's
not skinny like he was, but he's not overweight.
No,
he's not sweating when he just walks.
Yeah.
But I want to just see the last 2 years of his life. And all I want it to be is like him doing like one show and then dying on the toilet.
That's horrible, Ian.
I know, but I don't like Elvis. I don't like his music that much. I mean, there's a couple songs that are all right. But I don't really like Elvis. I think he gets way more praise than he deserves. And you know what? I think it's funny that he died on the fucking toilet.
Well, so the thing is with Elvis is, you know, he was a product.
Yes.
More than anything else. you know, obviously he could sing. He was a great,
performer.
He was an incredible performer. You know, but he was a product of people around him. You know, he did a good job of taking other people's music, namely black people, and whitewashing their music to make it palatable to a new audience.
Yeah.
At least early in his career.
Get how that can be slightly beneficial, but it's still not right.
I mean, there was no like nefarious plot.
Not on his part.
No. He just, those were great songs. And
but he still, like you said, he whitewashed them. He watered them down for white audiences.
He didn't water them down for a white audience. He was doing a version of a blues song in his style is all it was. Like I said, there was nothing. He just wanted to create good music. I don't think there was anything bad in his mind behind any of it.
No, I don't have any malice towards him specifically. It's more just the, like you said, that rose-colored image of Elvis that really bothers me the most.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I haven't heard, like, terrible things about him, but like you said, I'd be curious to see what someone else's perspective is on him, because I have heard that there are things I've heard that make him not to be the greatest person in the world.
No, I'm sure he wasn't. Like, and that's the thing is, like, about these, like, larger-than-life personalities, they will never be the person that you think
and there's no reason they should have to be, but you know, there are times where you look at him and go, you didn't need to be that kind of a person, you didn't need to be that bad, you know what I mean? So, but we also have the Marvels,
You know, I don't really know how to feel about the Marvels comes out the same day, doesn't it?
No, it comes out the 10th, a week later.
Okay, I don't know how to feel about the Marvels. I feel like it's going to bomb horribly. I think it's going to be...
Do you think that's part of this fatigue that everyone keeps talking about, or just this whole phase of Marvel that just has been substandard? Because it has been substandard.
It has been, and I think there are... I think there are multiple things that are going to play into it. There is the fatigue factor. There's also the fact that I've seen a lot of like Marvel fanboys online, because I'm in multiple like Marvel groups on Facebook, and you know, those people are already shitting on it,
which is drives me nuts because they haven't fucking seen it yet.
I know that, Ian, but they're going off of Ms. Marvel, which I have not watched yet.
I liked Ms. Marvel,
but it's not like fans did not like it.
I don't know why. It was way better than fucking.
And I don't know, and I don't know if it's a like a female thing. Like I think a lot of things are.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of people who actually liked She-Hulk, and I don't.
Yeah, not very many.
No,
it's. I think it's easily the worst rated Marvel show. Should be.
Because Ms. Marvel was decent. It was a show. I actually binged that from beginning to end in 2 days.
Yeah.
Which I haven't really been able to do with any of the Marvel stuff, with the exception. Did I watch? I think it maybe took me 3 days to do Hawkeye. But even Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I watched that kind of as it came out, so I guess that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
But still, Ms. Marvel was good. And I liked Captain Marvel, the movie. And I liked her in Endgame, as little as she was in it. I don't know what the problem is.
So I think the people looked at the Captain Marvel stuff and Ms. Marvel, and it just seems like it's kind of a, and I've got to watch it, obviously, but it seems like a kind of a hodgepodge thing that's been kind of lumped together. And like the whole Monica Rambeau thing doesn't, I don't know. I don't really know how it all fits into it. Obviously, her character gained superpowers during WandaVision.
Right.
You know, I'm going into it with an open mind. I don't think it's going to be great. I don't think it's going to be horrible. I'm expecting it for it to be okay, but we'll have to see how it.
I want to see it. I'll probably see that in the theater.
I'm sure I will.
I think I've seen every Marvel movie in the theater since Avengers 2.
I've seen, it's been a long, I've seen most of them.
I take that back. Well, I mean, a couple of them, like, I didn't see Black Widow in the theater because
It wasn't in the theater.
I thought it got a limited theatrical.
I don't think so.
And
It was released during COVID.
Right. And I didn't see Wakanda Forever yet, so.
You haven't streamed it or
no, already? And Thor, actually, so I guess that I
you got, have, there's a lot of them you have because you didn't yeah, see.
Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder in theaters. What was the other one? Eternals.
Yeah, well, I unfortunately did see it though.
It's
not terrible. It's not bad. I'm joking, I'm bringing levity to it. It's not as bad as I'm making it sound. It's just not great.
What do you think the worst Marvel movie is?
Eternals.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would be the next worst?
Oh, geez, that's a good question. So I really don't have a problem with any of them.
I think the second Thor movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, actually, you're right. That would probably be my next guess. Although I've heard Love and Thunder is terrible.
Love and Thunder is... it's weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but so was Thor 3, but I liked 3.
Kind of.
Yeah, Ragnarok. Yeah, Ragnarok was weird too, but I really enjoyed it. But I think...
No, Ragnarok was a really good movie. I think it's pretty well received also.
Was it?
Yeah. But yeah,
they gave Taika Waititi as the second shot at Thor. So,
I think that you're probably right. I think Eternals set up some stuff that I don't think has been fully played out,
and they can't really at this point. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And that's something that should have been in like Phase 1 if they were really going to play it. You know,
I think it would have worked better as a TV show. Than as a movie.
Yeah, but the Inhumans, that was the same way.
Yeah. Inhumans was fucking horrible.
Exactly.
Like, I couldn't even make it through it.
Right.
I think I watched the first, like, I don't know how long of it, and the first two episodes and was done with it.
I never watched any of it.
It was bad. It was absolutely, it was
horrible. I have a hard time with that network stuff, because, I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I enjoyed, but it just got too hard to watch it. And you know, it's got the network baggage of having to have 22 episodes. That's too much for a show like that, because you got so much filler. And once you start watching filler episodes, you're like, oh.
Yeah, and I felt like there was a lot of that in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just never got around to it. that's, but you know, there's that balance. I think 6 episodes is too little. 8 episodes is kind of perfect, and 10 episodes is your max.
Yeah.
That's like the happy spot right there. So I don't know. Anything over that, then you start getting into filler. And I just don't like that. But yeah, I don't know. I like all the Marvel movies I've seen, which there's only 2 that I haven't, I guess. It's just Love and Thunder
and Wakanda. Then Wakanda Forever.
And I know I'll like Wakanda Forever.
I thought it was a good movie. And people did not. And there's a lot of people that didn't like that movie. I will say that I think this entire phase
has been rough
outside of the Spider-Man movies. I thought that both the Spider-Man movie was fantastic. I thought, but
I think I need to watch No Way Home again.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like I don't know. I didn't get from it what I think everyone else was getting from it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but I don't know if I liked it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I probably need to watch it again. I bought the digital copy on Amazon, so I've got it somewhere on my computer.
Ooh, there's a good movie coming out November 10th that you might like, Ian.
Is it Journey to Bethlehem?
It is.
That was I my screen was going, getting ready to go into sleep mode, and I tapped it, and that's the movie I tapped.
That's hilarious. It is.
Well, there's It's a Wonderful Knife. Journey to Bethlehem is not a movie I want to see. I know the story. I don't need to see it again.
I'm trying to. There's not a whole lot. I'm trying to scroll through here and let's see. I'm into the 13th now.
Yeah, and then you get to the 17th, which we already covered.
There's a lot of Christmas type of movies coming up, which I enjoy some of those, but sometimes there's too much of like a happy ending, I think, in too many of those. And it's not like the happy ending that really gets me. It's the like really shitty plot lines that get you to the happy ending.
Well, it's just most of the time it's just not realistic.
Yeah.
November 22nd, you got Napoleon.
What's that about?
Napoleon.
I understand it's about Napoleon, but
Joaquin Phoenix plays Napoleon.
Oh, is that new?
Yeah.
Is that theatrical release?
Theatrical release. It is.
When does that come out?
November 22nd.
Oh, that's Ridley Scott did that.
Ridley Scott.
That's right. That's right. Yes. God, that's just now coming out.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel like
it was probably backed up because of the strike.
Okay, so I feel like I've been hearing about that forever.
Yeah,
now.
I mean it's been done for a long time, but
so that'd be a good one. I mean, obviously that'd be something I won't see that in theaters.
I mean Ridley Scott is one of our greats in terms of directors.
Yeah,
he made Alien Covenant, so I'll try not to hold that against him. But you know, he's made some of our greatest films.
Yeah,
you know.
Let's see. There's still a couple of like romantic comedy movies coming out. There is the Marsh King's Daughter coming out, which has
Daisy Ridley.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah. So I mean, it's got a good cast. I don't really know a whole lot about the movie, but it looks like something that I might check out. You know, maybe. Yeah. I'll stream it, but
yeah, but that pretty much wraps up.
Well, we were going to talk about It's a Wonderful Knife.
Oh yeah.
So tell me about It's a Wonderful Knife.
So essentially,
this comes out November 10th, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about it, but essentially, so it's a slasher film. This girl defeats the slasher, but then she's shown a world where she didn't exist, so she doesn't defeat the slasher, kind of a thing.
Wait. So she.
I'll read you the synopsis. After saving her town from a psychotic killer, Winnie Carruthers' life is less than wonderful. When she wishes she'd never been born, she finds herself in a nightmare parallel universe where without her, things could be much worse.
Really?
So it's like It's a Wonderful Life, but with a slasher element.
Okay. I mean, that actually sounds kind of intriguing.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, there's only so many ways you can go about slasher films. I mean, it's interesting in that sense.
Yeah.
There's another second synopsis. Set in idyllic Angel Falls, a year after saving her town from a psychotic killer on Christmas Eve, Winnie Carruthers' life is less than wonderful. She wishes she... blah, blah, blah. She finds herself in a nightmare parallel universe. Things will be much worse. Now the killer is back, and she must team up with the town misfit to identify the killer and get back to her own reality.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out. You know, it's another one where I probably won't see it in the theaters.
Right,
but,
yeah.
But
I don't know. Maybe it depends on what goes on, but I'd rather see Thanksgiving. I mean, that one's,
I think that's something more,
more straightforward.
Yeah. I'll definitely see the Marvels in theaters, and I'll probably see Thanksgiving also. My wife's a big horror movie fan, so I'm sure she'll want to see it. I was scrolling through this website real quick, Ian, and before we move into December, and I guess there's discussion on whether or not they're going to do a Thor 5.
Okay.
And obviously Chris Hemsworth, I think he wants to do it. He's willing to do it, but apparently he will break a 36-year-old superhero movie record if he does it. He'll break Christopher Reeve's record of having the most solo superhero movies.
Well, Robert Downey Jr. already did that.
No, he didn't.
Oh, solo.
Solo.
Well, Christopher Reeve had 4.
Yeah. So he's tied right now.
Captain America has 4, though. Right?
No.
First Avenger, Winter Soldier. Oh, Civil War is the last one.
Yeah, it was just 3.
But it's not Chris Evans, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that I never really thought about it like that. In terms of actual appearances, though, in a film, as that character.
Robert Downey Jr., yeah. He's got like 75 of them.
Right, I think next would be Sam Jackson. As Nick Fury. And Nick Fury might even be higher.
Nick Fury is higher.
Yeah. Well, because he's had his own TV show, too.
Yeah, that, and he's like, he's still in a lot of the movies.
Right, still going forward, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Because he's even in, like, Captain Marvel, he's in a couple of the, he's in
Spider-Man.
Winter Soldier, Robert Downey Jr. is in Winter Soldier, too.
No.
No, he's not.
He's in Civil War.
Civil War, that's what I mean, yeah.
Winter Soldier, Sam Jackson's
in. Yeah, yep, yep.
But I don't think he's in Civil War, though. No, he's not in Civil War.
Who?
Sam Jackson.
Okay, no, he's not. No, because
he's dead.
Dead, yes. Yeah.
But yeah, if you add up all the Robert Downey Jr. ones and the Sam Jackson ones, it'd be a long time before anyone's going to beat that record.
No one probably ever will. Because, yeah. I mean, they're probably got me. There's got to be a fucking dozen of them already.
Well, yeah, I mean, so he's got 3 of his own movies. He's got 4 Avengers movies. So that's 7 right there. Civil War. He's got the cameo in Incredible Hulk. He's got the Spider-Man. That's 10 right there. I'm trying to think if he's in any of the other stuff. I swear he has to be.
I'm trying to take a look right now.
But Sam Jackson's even more because he's like, you got...
Oh, yeah, especially in like... end credit scenes, because
right.
He's in the first
Captain
America movie.
I counted that Robert Downey Jr. one because he's in the credit scene at the end of Incredible Hulk.
Yeah,
where he talks to what's his name, General Ross.
I thought there was a breakdown on Wikipedia on whether or not.
Yeah, there might be, but you could pretty much. So you got he's in the end credit scene of Iron Man 1, so that goes all the way to the beginning. He's in Iron Man 2. He's in...
There used to be... Okay, so I was just scrolling through Wikipedia. There used to be a breakdown of...
All their appearances.
All their appearances, and there is not. Now it's just grouped by, like... now it's grouped by feature films, television series, short films, digital series, and animation.
No,
so
I don't count.
I think it just got to be too many films.
Right.
To listen to individually.
So you got Iron Man 1... Captain America, first Captain America. I don't think he's in Thor. But then you got Avengers. You've got Avengers 2, Winter Soldier, Captain Marvel, Spider-Man, Avengers Endgame.
A lot. We'll just say it's a lot.
Right. At least we're at 15 with this series and everything else. So.
But I don't know. I guess we don't really need to go on too much about that. Let's go to December. What's coming out in the old month of December?
I'm looking. I'm not seeing anything very...
There's nothing very promising.
No. There's a new...
Godzilla Minus One. What is that?
It's the Japanese are doing their own reboot of the
Godzilla series.
Yeah.
I was never a big fan.
Well, I watched that. I didn't even watch it all. Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah.
The new one. I just didn't dig it.
You know what my favorite Godzilla was?
85.
Godzilla versus Bambi. It was at the end of one. I remember it was like at the end of one of the movies. It was like a little animated, like 5-second thing where
he just steps
on Bambi.
Yeah, I like Godzilla when I was a kid, but only when he's destroying stuff. They always had these side characters. It's like, I don't want to see you. It's like Transformers and humans. I don't want to see the humans in the Transformers. Just show me the fucking Transformers. Yeah.
I feel like we're getting into a part where we're finally getting to a point where, like, not only are they like rebooting movies, but they're like continuously rebooting ideas.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, so there's a movie coming out called Silent Night.
Yeah.
Tell me if you've seen this movie before. A father heads into the underworld to avenge his young son's death. Isn't that like 75,000 other movies?
Well, it's definitely every movie that Liam Neeson's made in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, here's a good one. God, this sounds horrible. How the Gringo Stole Christmas.
No, I don't even see that on my list.
A Mexican father's Christmas celebration goes from merry to messy when his daughter shows up with her new boyfriend, a uninvited gringo. The horror.
Oh, goodness.
In this hilarious holiday comedy. What a horrible name for a movie, though. Because doesn't gringo have like a negative connotation to it?
I guess it's a racial slur against white people, but
that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm good with that.
So, I used to work with a girl who's Puerto Rican, and we were joking around. She called me a gringo, and I was like, "Did you just call me a racial slur?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "That's awesome." I've never been called a racial slur before.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
I was excited about it because I don't think anyone's ever called me that to my face, or I've never been called crack or anything.
Speaking of Puerto Ricans, there's a guy I used to work with. He was Puerto Rican, and he was like the funniest guy. Yeah, he was younger too. Like when I was working with him, he was probably like 22, 23, like super young. But it was funny. Like anytime he would fuck something up, he'd go, "Man, what do you expect? I'm foreign." I'm like, "You're not fucking foreign. Puerto Rico's part of the United States, you dumbass."
Right. So there's a movie coming out called Control, and it's got Kevin Spacey in it.
Well, hey, I didn't know he was acting anymore.
Apparently he is.
And that's a new movie?
Yeah, and it's not like he's in a movie that's a low budget. It's got Laurie Metcalf in it, too.
Is it a movie where he, like, sexually assaults a minor?
No. British Home Secretary Stella Simmons drives home one night while engaging in an affair with the Prime Minister. A mysterious man remotely hijacks her self-driving car, forcing her on a rampage through London.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sounds like something he would make.
I guess. I mean, it depends on what character he's playing.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey's a good actor.
Oh, he's just the voice.
He might be a horrible person, but he's a good fucking actor.
Oh, and I lied. It's not Laurie Metcalf. It's Lauren Metcalf.
Oh.
I don't.
Is there a difference?
I don't think there's. Yeah, Laurie Metcalf. Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's an N. There's an N in the name. But he's just the voice. So, it's okay.
Okay.
But the same day as that comes out, is a movie that I would like to see.
Is that Wonka?
Yes.
Okay. That's the movie I was going to next.
Yep.
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm looking forward to. Do you know who's in it?
Timothée Chalamet.
Okay.
Coleman. But it was made as a prequel to the Gene Wilder of Willy Wonka.
Yes.
I believe it's a musical as well.
Which I'm fine with that.
I'm fine if it's done well.
Yeah.
I
know you're not a fan of musicals.
I'm not a fan of musicals, but I love Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it. As long as the songs are good. Because I wasn't really sold on some of the songs I heard from the Mary Poppins Returns.
I think it was a good movie, but the songs weren't good.
I haven't seen the movie all the way through, but I've heard the songs.
The songs in the original one are like fucking iconic.
Exactly.
So it's hard. It's like comparing songs to, The Sound of Music,
I hate The Sound of Music.
Oh my God, Ian.
No, I fucking hate that movie. I don't like it
at all. It's a good movie.
I see why people think so, but I don't like it.
There is another good movie coming out in December. Coming out December 22nd, one I'm looking forward
to. Aquaman.
Yes, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
Yeah. I see it's got Ben Affleck in it, so he's playing Batman again.
He is.
I'd see
Nicole Kidman's in it again. Of course, Jason Momoa, which I just found out a couple days ago. He's only like 20 years old, 20 days older than me.
Really?
Yeah.
He looks a lot younger.
Fuck you.
Anyway.
It's got Dolph Lundgren in it, too.
Does it?
Yep.
Does it have Amber Heard in it, though?
Ooh. I don't
know. I never found out for sure. Because you'd see one report that said they were going to edit her out, or at least edit most of her out. And they were going to say, there was reports saying they were going to reshoot her scenes with somebody else. Then there's another report that says they're just going to keep her in.
Oh, actually, I'm pretty sure she's in it. Because I saw this one preview where like Aquaman like walks into his room.
And shit on the bed.
Shit on the bed.
It's a floating turd right above his pillow. Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's a good one. that's definitely what I'm looking forward to.
So she is in the movie.
I thought she was.
But she's way down the cast list.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, I mean, they got... it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but Jason Momoa, Ben Affleck, Patrick Wilson,
Who, what?
The guy who plays David Kane, Mantis. Dolph Lundgren, Tamora Morrison, Nicole Kidman, Jani Zhao, who plays Stingray. I'm not familiar with. Then Amber Heard.
Okay. There's a couple other things coming out also. The one you just mentioned earlier. I just had it up on my screen. Damn it, where'd it go? Well, let me scroll down through here and find it. Rebel Moon Part 1.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be streaming on Netflix. So that one I'm super excited about because it's Zack Snyder was going to do a Star Wars movie. So he wrote this script as a Star Wars movie. They rejected it, and he said, awesome, because he didn't really want to sell it to them for that. And he reworked it into its own thing, and it's two parts. Now, this is the thing that bothers me. So they're releasing part one in December. Then they're releasing part two in March. Then they're going to release an unrated version of both of them after that.
Yes.
I'm like, just release the fucking unrated version.
It. Yes.
We don't need the crappy regular version.
Yeah.
If the unrated version's better, release the fucking unrated version. It's fucking Netflix. Who cares?
I know.
But, you know, that's neither here nor there. This one, there's another movie. I'm very excited about that one, but I don't know how I feel about this.
Okay.
Because it's a remake, but it's a musical remake.
So Color Purple?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
That was the next one I'm going to go to.
The Color Purple is a awesome film. It's a Steven Spielberg film. It won awards. I don't know how that translates into a musical.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's one that I'm definitely interested in.
I want to see it.
But it's one that I'll have to wait to see what reviews are. Even though I don't put a lot of weight in reviews. I'll just see what, like, not necessarily critic reviews, but like fan reviews say about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Because it's, I just don't know. First of all, I don't know why you'd even need to remake it. Just watch the original.
For money.
Well, right. But as a consumer, someone who watches movies.
Wasn't Oprah in the first one?
Yeah, and Whoopi Goldberg.
She's in this one also.
And she's probably financing the damn thing.
Probably.
But the only thing that's different is the fact that
it's got a good cast. Oprah. Spielberg's involved in it. Quincy Jones.
Spielberg's involvement is probably just as an executive producer.
Yeah, I guess it's probably true.
So same with Quincy Jones, to be honest, because Quincy Jones is very old.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I just.
I get what you're saying.
I've seen the original. I like the original. If someone came to me and said the original doesn't portray this properly, or there's something wrong here, and they want to remake it for that reason, I understand that. But to remake it, just to remake it, and then make it a musical?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Because musicals, generally speaking, are uplifting. They're usually light stories, and the music drives the narrative.
Yeah.
This is not a light story.
No, the story is about an African-American or black woman living in the South in the 1900s.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the early
days. And you don't need music to move that narrative.
No.
And I think it cheapens the narrative if the music is bad or just doesn't fit. So I'm worried about that. But
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, it's not something I would go to the theater to see.
No, no, no.
I'll stream it as long as, you know, no, if people are like, this is god awful, maybe I won't. But
yeah. There's a couple other movies coming out because that comes out on Christmas Day. There's a couple other movies. What?
I'm sorry, because my list starts going into January, and they got a Mean Girls musical coming out, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Why the fuck do you need to make musicals out of everything?
Because people like singing.
No, people don't have an attention span to watch fucking talking.
Well, it doesn't have to be. Just because it's a musical doesn't mean it's like music all the way through it.
No, but you've just watched the fucking movie we've already got.
But there are a couple other movies coming out on Christmas Day that I'm interested in. I probably wouldn't see either one in the theater. I'm more likely to see one than the other one in the theater.
Is that Ferrari?
There's for the biopic of Enzo Ferrari coming out, which I think that's going to be pretty interesting. There's a lot of good people, a lot of really good actors involved in it. Mm. So there's that one. And then there's Occupied City, which is a
documentary
about Amsterdam under Nazi occupation during World War II. So I love a good documentary. So.
Me too.
Those are two that I'm definitely looking forward to also. I don't know. I feel like there's now that we're done with the episode, I feel like there's a lot more stuff that I'm looking forward to in November and December than I thought there was going to be when we started the episode.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because when we started the show, I was like, man, how are we going to fill an hour talking about one horror movie and then Marvel's?
So this is how we fill that hour. Because we talk about billions of other things that aren't related. We went on, 10-minute tangent about how bad Twilight is.
That's true.
So at least I did. That Waitress, the musical on December 7th. I mean, come on.
Whatever. I mean,
Jesus.
Well, I like a good musical.
You talk about the lack of originality in fucking Hollywood. That's just as much a part of it as anything else. Because then you're not even trying to do something new with an old idea. You're just taking the old idea and throwing some fucking songs in it.
What was the last one? Is that another remake? Or
I don't know.
Because I get Color Purple. Yeah, I agree with you on Color Purple and Mean Girls. There's no reason to do musical versions of non-musical movies. It's it would be if they took Ghostbusters and made Ghostbusters into a musical.
They did it with Back to the Future, at least on the stage.
Yeah.
As long as it stays on the fucking stage, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
The hit Broadway musical about a small-town pie baker with big dreams gets the silver screen treatment. So, basically, it's a Cinderella story, I guess, maybe?
I don't know. I'd have to see it. Like I said, man.
Why does she need to sing her way to her big dreams?
It might work. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll hold my thoughts until I see it. Because, like I said, I like a good musical sometimes. Yeah. I like a good musical. I will say that there's... Like I said earlier, two very different kinds of musicals. There's a musical where it's music and singing all the way through it, and then there's a musical where there's select songs throughout the movie. Mm. I like the one where there's select songs throughout the movie.
The more the Mary Poppins, Willy Wonka,
yes.
Ben Nuts and Broomsticks kind of scenario.
Yes,
those are more tolerable for me because those three movies I just mentioned, Grease, those I like. I like those movies. My asshole didn't bleed when I watched La La Land.
I liked La La Land.
It was okay. Like I said, my asshole didn't bleed.
And they don't sing straight through that.
I think they kind of do.
Oh, maybe they do.
So maybe I could be wrong, but I think they do. But it like I said, it didn't make my asshole bleed. God. But there's musicals that do. I saw Phantom of the Opera live.
Yeah,
I wanted to blow my fucking brains
out. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Phantom of the Opera.
That's
but
like
I do...
one of the highest grossing Broadway musicals of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to blow my fucking brains out.
But I do like Cats. Cats is good.
Have you seen the movie?
No. I've seen the movie of the play. Yeah. Rent is really good.
See, Rent, I don't, I yeah. I,
just... I love West Side Story.
Yeah, West Side Story, the movie, the original movie.
Yes. I've never seen the play.
See, there's something about musicals in the 50s and the 60s that, because it's old-timey, and in the 40s even, the old-timey Hollywood element of it. And they were generally original ideas.
Yeah.
It works okay. I can tolerate those to a point. I don't go out of my way to watch them, but if they're on, it's not like, again, my asshole's not going to bleed.
Yeah.
But as far as musicals that I will watch, like willingly watch again, Willy Wonka. I'm not a big Mary Poppins fan, but the music is fantastic. But Willy Wonka, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Pete's Dragon.
Pete's Dragon is another
great one. The 1982 Annie.
Yeah. Because the new Annie was not good. No. I don't like it.
Grease, Rocky Horror.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, these are exceptions to the rule. I mean, there's 10 or less musical movies that I will go out of my way to watch.
Yeah.
I've seen enough bad ones that I just can't take it.
Yeah.
Because I do. I feel like it's opera for people who don't like opera, and it's a stage play for people who can't sit still through talking.
It's just something that's not up your alley is all it is. Again, that's okay.
Well, I'm just explaining why I don't like it.
I know.
These are the things I think about when I'm watching these things.
But a lot of people do like them, though. But
I don't care if people like them. I'm not telling them they can't watch them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you why I don't like them. And these are the reasons I don't like them. Yeah. I think they're lowest common denominator films, generally speaking.
I wouldn't agree with you there. But
you don't agree with me on most things.
That's very true. That's very true, Ian.
Yeah. Even when I'm right. Especially when I'm right.
Which is rare. But anything else to add?
Other than you're a dick.
Yeah, well, we know that. But yes. Any questions or comments, email us at entnowpod@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. Check out our YouTube channel. Leave us a 5-star review. Give the video a thumbs up on YouTube. That's about it, man. Anything else?
No. Musicals suck.
You suck. Until next time.
Talk to y'all later.
Peace. Play my role, let me tell you about it. This shit right here, man, I'm proud about it. Only real niggas reside around me. Yo, lady, drop a guard around me. Dip like I know you care, bitch. Show me the ropes like we in the ring. Got the two GoPros, you wanna hang. Shoulder to shoulder, the niggas basic. You know I won't lie. You know that I ain't for that fuck shit. You niggas aight. But I'm way better and she love it. Know that y'all sick as fuck. Here go this tissue, bro. We taking a dub. Hoping you get you some. This hit like a pick me up. She taking my drugs. Know they see the sign. That's some dollar sign. Know they sick as fuck. Know they sick as fuck. Tell them get well soon. Tell them get well soon. Know you sick as fuck.